Yeah, because we have one more storyteller tonight. This dude was on the show a couple years ago. I'm so happy he's back. We mentioned Competition Kitchen earlier, and Leia said, oh, it's if you ever wanted to live out your Iron Chef dreams. Well, this gentleman, in addition to being the head chef at Kimski down in Bridgeport, also was on a show called, I think last time we did the podcast, we referred to it as Butthroat Kitchen, so as to definitely avoid any copyright issues or libel that may result. Anyway, please welcome star of Butthroat Kitchen, Mr. Won Kim. So cool.
Oh, thanks. Last time I was, I got arrested in New York. True story. Not a horror story. It's actually true. I'm going to sit down because everyone else is sitting. That's cool. So last time I was on here, I had 102 degree fever and I had to like take a shit the whole time. I don't have a fever this time, so that's good. So this is like a typical day at work. It's like a let's call it a Wednesday, 6:17 p.m., okay? Can I order food? Where do I order food from? Do I walk through here? So, like, how does this work? Do you guys have tacos? Like, really? I can walk through here? Well, what is this place? So, I hear these kind of questions, and it gets me thinking, you know, after about a year and a half being open, you know, I get thoughts of, like, nothing scares me more than thinking about the decline of humans as an alpha logical animal race, right? It's one of those things that we as humans kind of just like take to heart and say like, well, we can think, we can like add things, you know, subtract, do algebra, and you know, X minus this shit, right? So here comes the like get off my lawn attitude and sentiment that a lot of millennials may think that I suffer from, but my immediate response to everyone, not just millennials, is that y'all are fucking dumb. A little backstory. So I'm a huge fan of signs and anything signage. I love directional things, infographics, pictures, hand dryers with the three squiggly lines that look like bacon. Things tell me what to do to streamline my day and activities. Red light, stop. Green light, go. Red hand, don't walk. White man walking on a street sign, you walk. A giant red hexagon sign that says stop. These are things that make sense. It's obvious. If you follow these simple icons, you'll most likely live. Be patient, observant, respectful. It's simple for a reason. People are stupid. Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid. That's a kitchen saying that we say a lot because people always try to muck up recipes and add their little two cents. Nothing, you know, the competitive kitchen thing, you know, it's opposite way of that. It should add more shit. Anyways. So, is there anything scarier than rational human beings that can't comprehend the color red for stop or a lit green sign that means go? These are just a few examples. I'll apply it to my horror and dismay. I run a stupid restaurant. I try to make things simple. I used to be a sign maker at Amazon Foods. My job was to tell adults through words and images what the fuck to do. Organic eggs here, your stupid fucking kale here. I'll be the first to admit that the layout of my restaurant isn't optimal for ordering food in the back area where the bar is attached. There's a place called Maria's Packaged Goods, 31st and Morgan. That's my restaurant attached to that shithole. But it's not like you have to go through a cave, figure out a riddle, and fight a fucking orc to get through. I had to change my chalkboard in the back 4 times since we opened. When we first opened, I wrote the menu out, the hours we are open, and how to order food. I was idealistic, positive, and hopeful. Wrong! Second time I changed it, I modified the entry point direction, changed the colors, added a giant spotlight. Nothing! Third time, I erased the whole menu and wrote 3 simple bullet points. If you want food, come on in. I know it's a little weird, but it's the only way you can get food. Seriously, come on in. True story. And I added 7 yellow footsteps to the ground. That's how many steps it took to get to the front to order food. 7 steps. You've got to be fucking kidding me, right? So now the sign says, enter for food, you fucking imbecile. Otherwise, starve to death, you stupid cocksucker. It was close. But, you know, stupid hospitality. It just says, enter for food if you are hungry. Follow footsteps. By the way, we're open these hours. That's all it says now. I actually give discounts to people that read the board and enter and order no problem. I award people for fucking reading. I give them a 30% discount. This is a true story. When people come in and they're like, they don't ask me shit, they're like, what's up? I'm like, nothing. What the fuck you want to eat? Give this man a discount. Give this woman a discount. They read. They know how to read. They see a giant spotlight on this board with a giant arrow. And they see these footsteps. They see the orc in the background. They don't sway, right? So, we have these laptops in our pocket these days. We have infinite information available to us. And we have come so far in terms of obtaining data. And here we are, no further advanced than the first cave dwellers, not knowing what yellow footsteps on the floor are for. I read this to you from an iPhone because it's easy, informational, and has amazing clarity to the otherwise terrible things I see on my phone. Mainly porn. Weird, disgusting porn. Laser wolf porn. No, so, in conclusion, please look both ways before crossing the street, Google things, and always know that there are assholes like me that'll call you a fucking moron if you don't. Thank you.
Yeah. Come on, Kim, everybody. Guys, let's not bury the lead of that story. Now you all know how to get a 30% discount at Juan's restaurant. That's powerful. That food is really good. I must admit, I went there on a date, and my date had to show me how to order. But, I mean, she I wasn't, like, even trying. She just led me through it before I had a chance.
Fucking hate you.
Oh. I failed. I'll do better next time, Juan, I promise. It's all right. We, like, mutually ghosted each other, so it's chill. Right, guys? That's how that works. That's how that works. I'm a monster, too, sometimes, but Ed loves me, right, Ed?
I love you.
More scorpions. No, come on out, Katie.